Supreme Effort goes up in the centre, takes the lead, but His Majesty the Grey comes at it. It's Supreme Effort and His Majesty settle down to fight it out. Supreme Effort, His Majesty. Supreme Effort, His Majesty. Supreme Effort. It's a Kim War Quinella. Beat His Majesty. Better Not Blues run third. They're followed by Iron George.
Good and bad memories. Just casting back to that 12 months ago. I was on the bloody wrong one again.
You're on the grey.
I was on the grey and he had a torrid run, I remember, as we welcome Kim. Kim, thanks for joining us. But one, two, you didn't care.
No, I didn't care at all.
It was a good run by His Majesty. He just had a really torrid time in transit.
I know. Yeah, they drew terrible, both of them, actually. But they're both very nice horses, and I wish they were in today's game.
The Dooley boys were very happy that day, obviously.
Oh, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
They're great winners.
Yeah, well, I suppose everyone is, but yeah, that's it. So what about your runner today, Kim? Bao Zeng, $21 chance, and again, the wide gate, which is a little bit like last year.
Yeah, definitely, and he hasn't got a lot of early speed either, so, you know, it's a bit of a tight track. He's definitely going to need a little bit of luck if he can slot in somewhere. He's a really nice horse. I think he's got a lot of potential, and he just keeps improving, so... if he has a little bit of luck, I think he's an each-way chance.
Well, he's building in the right direction. He was third two starts ago, second last start, and he is improving. There's no doubt about that. Is he improving quickly enough? That's the
problem. Well, I think he is, but I think bigger tracks are better for him.
Right.
So if we can get him into the final, I think Ramwick could be perfect.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay. That's day two of the championship. I mean, it's good money, isn't it? It's $150,000 today for the qualifier, the first of the five qualifiers, and then $400,000.
I know. It's fantastic. And it's a great build-up. Like, it goes on for 5 weeks or so, and the owners are just so excited. And, I mean, you know, you can only try and qualify, but even just going into a qualifier, if they can run a place, it's fantastic prize money. So, you know. We'll see.
We've been marvelling at the facilities that are here, the upgrades, obviously, the pool. We've looked at it. It's been a couple of years. And, of course, when Ray and I speak to you on a Sunday morning, you tell us about your farm, which is exciting. Now, how far is the farm away?
The farm from here is about 8 minutes drive.
8 minutes, fantastic.
Yeah, it's fabulous. It's in the Dooralong Valley. It's at Jillaby. And we've got 45 acres there.
Beautiful.
Got all our spellers. And I've got a treadmill. I pre-train a few there as well. And, yeah, we're really enjoying it.
Yeah, that is there any thoughts of maybe could you have your own training set up there? And
No, I think the way I've got it, I really enjoy it. I've got a barn here. I'm normally 24 in work.
Yep.
And then all the spellers there plus the pre-trainers. And it's also close. You know, it takes 5 minutes to drop one home if we need to, if we want to give it a few days off after it races or whatever.
Beautiful.
So it's just working really well.
Now, has Mark gone part-time because he's doing so much work as a selector? Like, he's over in Adelaide last
part-time
night.
Part-time what?
Part-time what?
Part-time what?
He's part-time since cricket.
Part-time training, you mean?
Well, part-time helping around.
Help?
Yeah. He'd get on the end of a rake or something like that, or a shovel for cleaning out the stalls.
He does. He actually does mow the lawns. He loves it. He mows the paddocks.
It'll be a ride on.
It is. What do you think of pushes it?
He's got the headphones in, listening to something.
Having a bet.
Yeah, that's right. Listening to Sky Sports
he
Radio.
He mows the lawns. It's a ride on.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough.
There's 45 acres.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's fair enough. He's not deserting. And he's in the ownership of this horse, along with...
Yeah.
Some high
Tim Hughes.
Tim Hughes is in there, and David Barham,
yep.
From Channel 10 as well. So it'd be nice to keep progressing.
It'd be great. Well, I know David's very excited, so don't think he's going to make it here today. But
So just confirming that Mark has tipped his boss at Channel 10 into a horse.
Yeah.
I hope it's a fast one.
Well, he is, so he's sweet at the moment.
Right, so he's back for the Big Bash next year at this stage.
Now, this is the Wyong qualifier, as we mentioned. This is the first of five, and then I think we go to Hawkesbury, Gosford, Kembla, Newcastle.
Mm.
But you've got a couple of others that you're still aiming for Ramwick on day two of the championships, but they're not racing here today?
Yes, we've got Hetty Heights, who she's trialling on Monday, which will be here. And then she'll either go to Gosford or Newcastle, one of those. And then we've got Calabasas. He's a lovely little horse by Snitzel. And he's having his first run back from a spell on Saturday at Newcastle. And hopefully then after that, we'll After they trial and run, then we'll work out what heat they'll go to.
Okay. Now, Tab's got the market up already for the provincial championship winner. Better Not Blue is an equal favourite, $11 with Echo Effect. Of course, Better Not Blue running today. Another Arn is $15, along with Hetty Heights. Now, you said she had a bit of issue with heat stroke after racing.
Yeah, she just can't handle the hot days. Yeah. So every run she had last prep, she was just pulling up really with a bit of heat stroke, and she was very stressed, and it was just taking its toll on her. And we've had such a hot summer, we just decided to stop with her, and hopefully, we thought, well, she's still qualified for the provincial, so we'll make the most of it this year.
You got one other runner today, so that's a pretty relatively quiet day for you on your home track, and Strike a Ransom.
Strike a Ransom.
Which is race 6, number 8. What are your thoughts there?
Well, her first run back was very good. I think she's a good chance. I think she'll need a little bit of luck from that barrier. But I like her. She's a real tough little filly, and I think she's got a good chance.
Well, Timmy Clark's on both your horses today, and there's no bloke riding in better form than Timmy. He's going enormously. Kim, thanks so much for your time again.
Thank you.
And good luck later on this afternoon for the rest of the Provincial Championship.
Thanks,
Kim. Thanks. Kim Waugh joining us. And, of course, in the Provincial Championship later on this afternoon, it's race 7, number 12, Baojiang.